We continue our study of the Navi Zechariah today with chapter 12, Perek Yud Beis. Yesterday in Perek Yud Aleph in chapter 11, we learned together a frightening prophecy in which Zechariah, living at the beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, told a prophecy about the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, we are going back to the prophecies which Zechariah offered about the distant future, the ultimate Geula, the end of time, so to speak, and the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. And in this perek, he speaks about, although he doesn't mention it by name, the war known as Milchemes Gog Umagog, the great war at the end of time. And the Malbim sees this as a war between Edom and Yishmael, between Christianity and Islam. And the battlefield, so to speak, is Yerushalayim. And there are three stages to the war, or perhaps three different wars, of which he speaks. Maso Devar Hashem al Yisrael. This is the Nevuah, the saying which God said on the Jewish people, Ne'um Hashem. And God here is described as Noteh Shomayim V'yoseid Oretz, He who spreads the heaven and established the earth, V'yotzeh Ruach Adam B'kirbo, and who fashioned the spirit of man in the midst of the earth. The Malbim says, man combines in him Shomayim and Eretz, heaven and earth, body from earth, soul from heaven. Hine anochi sames Yerushalayim saf ra'al l'chol ho'amim soviv. Behold, I will one day make Yerushalayim a saf, a basin or a bowl of poison for all the nations round about, so that they, the tormentors of the Jewish people, will get their just deserts from Yerushalayim by drinking from this bowl of poison. The outlying towns of Yehuda around and around Yerushalayim, they too will be under siege. Because as the war progresses, the first stages of the war will not be against Yerushalayim itself, but rather against the other cities of Yehuda. And only in the last stages will Yerushalayim itself become the battlefield. And it will be on that day, Osim es Yerushalayim even ma'amoso l'chol ho'amim. I will make Yerushalayim into a stone of a heavy burden upon all the nations of the world. The nations of the world will come and they will want to own Yerushalayim. They will want to be the ones to bear Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim will be so heavy that they will be crushed under its weight. That's Even Ma'amosa. A burden too big to be carried. A burden which is pushed upon a person which crushes him. Kol Om Seho Soroti Soretu. All those who try to bear this rock will be scratched, will be cut, will be gashed by it. And all the goyim of the world will gather there. The Malbim says here an interesting thing. There's two parties to this war. They're fighting each other. The amim, which is one word for nations, against the goyim, another word for nations. L'chol ha'amim, goy kol goyei ha'oretz. The Malbim says that in his analysis of words, a is something higher, more noble than a goy. And therefore here, the am are the Yishma'elim, perhaps the Muslims, that they are somehow more advanced, more noble, higher. They are Amim. The Goyim who come from all around the world, These refer to the Edomim, to Rome, perhaps Christianity, and they are a lesser sort of people. If this refers back, looking at the history that we know, to the time of the Crusades, for example, when Yishmael, the Muslims, had Yerushalayim, when the Christian Crusaders wanted to overtake it, eventually did to some extent, then at that point in time, the Crusaders were basically the rabble. They were just a mob, a crowd. And that's why they're called, perhaps, Kol Goyei Haaretz, whereas the Arabs then, who were in charge of Jerusalem, were a more cultured, more advanced kind of a culture than the rabble that came from Europe as crusaders. Perhaps that is why Amim Goyim. Payomahu Noam Hashem on that day. Akeh kol sus batimahom. Every horse, the horse being the symbol of war. God says, I will strike every horse with astonishment. The horse will be puzzled, will be shocked. Verochvo bashigoon. And the riders of the horse will be struck with madness. They will be crazed. So that the invaders, Yishmael or Edom, their military might will be blocked, shocked. Their personnel will be crazed. But the Albeis Yehuda efkaches enai. Upon the house of Yehuda, I will open my eyes. I will take care of them. I will see after them. I will watch out for them. V'chol sus ha'amim akeh ba'ivaron. Whereas all the horses of the Amim, I will strike with blindness. And as we're seeing this, imagine, you have the Yishmael from the south and all the nations of Edom from the north, and the Jewish people are somehow in the middle. But the Ribbono Shalom is striking the enemy with Timahon and Shigaon and Ivoron, with stunning them and crazing them and blinding them. Yomru Alufei Yehuda Belibom. So the Alufei Yehuda, the princes of Judah, will say in their hearts, Amtsali Yoshvei Yerushalayim. I can take encouragement. I can be strengthened among the dwellers of Yerushalayim, Bahashem Tzvokos Elohim, with God. Bayomahu Asim Es Alufei Yehuda Chakior Eish Be'etzim. I will make the princes of Judah like a fountain or a furnace where fire kindles wood. Uchalapit Eish Be'omir. And like a torch which sets fire to a big pile of grain. V'yachlu al yamin v'al smol es kol ha'amim soviv. The Jewish people will devour right and left all the nations round about. V'yoshva Yerushalayim od tachteha b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will stay settled in Yerushalayim. They will not be expelled from it. The Malbim suggests that we have two images here. In one, the wood is brought to a furnace, and that is where it is consumed in fire. In the other, the fire is brought to the haystack, to the stack of grain. Because those nations who are coming from far away, so for them, they will be brought from France, Germany, Italy, wherever, to the fire. However, the Yishma'elim, they dwell right there. They live in the Middle East. For them, the fire has to be brought to them. Kalapit Eish Be'omir. At this stage, says the Malbim, Yerushalayim is still safe. The war is taking place in the suburbs and the environs around about. V'hoshia Hashem esahola Yehuda barishona. God at this first stage will redeem the tents of Yehuda, meaning the outlying neighborhoods of Yerushalayim, the suburbs, the surrounding cities. God will give them such a Yeshua, such a redemption in this first stage. Leman lo sigdal tiferes beis David v'sifferes yoshev Yerushalayim al Yehuda. So that later, when God protects and redeems Yerushalayim itself, Yerushalayim will not be able to say, wow, this was a bigger miracle than you guys had out there in Yehuda. No. The Yeshua in the first stage will be such that the second stage will not seem more miraculous than it. Bayom hahu yogein Hashem ba'ad yoshev Yerushalayim. On that day, God will protect everyone who dwells in Yerushalayim. V'hoyo ha-nichshal bohem v'yom ha-hu k'dovid. And even the nichshal, in other words, the people of Yerushalayim will mainly be tzaddikim. But among them, there might be someone who is nichshal, someone who stumbled and Nebuch failed and sinned. That person already sinned. He will be like David. And you know, David, when he sinned, immediately confessed his sin and did tshuva, and Ribbono Shel'Olam forgave him. So the nichshal will be like David. Uves David. David himself, in other words, the royal family, will be Kelohim. They will be like God himself, Kaviyochol, Kamalach Hashem Lifneim, meaning, says the Malbim, that the people, the Jewish people, will honor and respect their leaders as if their leaders were nothing less than angels of God. On that day, I will seek to try to destroy those nations which come upon Yerushalayim. Now here the Malbim says, he introduces the figure of the Moshiach ben Yosef, the first Moshiach. And he says, at this point, the Goyim will succeed in one thing. They will have killed the Moshiach ben Yosef. They will have killed that first leader of the Jewish people. And that's a major blow. And at that time, on that Bayom Hahu, Pasuk Tes, I will want to do two things. Number one, I will want to be Mashmid. I will want to destroy these Goyim. And number two, Vishofachti al Beis David v'al Yoshev Yerushalayim, I want to pour out upon the house of David and upon those who dwell in Yerushalayim Ruach Chein v'tachanunim, a spirit of grace and mercy. V'hibitu elayes asher dakoru, and they will look at me and they will themselves take the blame for having stabbed Mashiach ben Yosef. They will see his death, Mashiach ben Yosef's death, as their fault. They will do tshuva. And in that tshuva, they will have a hisorus, and they will understand that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed ba'avon hador, because of the sin of the generation. Uche'ilu heim dokru oso al yedei avon oseihem, writes the Malbim. They will consider it as if they sinned, as if they themselves stabbed him, because it was their shortcomings that brought about their leader's death, and they will try to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'softu alav, and they will eulogize him, Moshiach ben Yosef, k'mispeid al ha-yochid, as one eulogizes an only son. V'homer olav, and they will be as embittered. They will be so embittered with bitterness and grief, kahomer al habchor, as one who is grieving upon his eldest son. And here, the Malbim says such a wonderful thing. V'softu alav k'mispeid al ha-yochid. First, they will mourn Moshiach ben Yosef, because he's the only savior that they know. They only know of one Moshiach at that point, Moshiach ben Yosef. So they mourn him k'mispeid al ha-yochid. But then a second Moshiach arises. And that's the ultimate Moshiach ben David. So then they still mourn the first Moshiach. But he's no longer a Yochid. Now he was a Bechor. He was the first Savior, the first Moshiach. So they mourn him first as a Yochid. And then when he has a successor, they mourn the previous Moshiach because he was the Bechor. By Yom Ahu on that day, Yigdal ha-mispeid birushalayim k'mispad hadad rimon b'vikas megidon. As Chazal tell us, on that day, the mourning and the eulogies in Yerushalayim for the Mashiach ben Yosef will be like the eulogies that were made for the victim of the Gentile king Hadad, who served the idol Rimon. That's referring to Achav, who was killed by Hadad. And Bikas Megiddo refers to Yoshiyahu, who was killed in the valley of Megiddo, in the plains of Megiddo. And the Malbim adds to that and says that Yoshiyahu was the only king of the Jews at that time. The 10 tribes were already expelled. So he is the Yochid who is mourned. Achav, on the other hand, was mourned by many, was mourned by all 10 Shvatim, and therefore he is called the grief over the Bechor. Istafta Ha'oretz, then this Perek Yud Beis concludes with a vision of a terrible eulogy, where each and every family will sit separately. Note too, men and women separately within each family, and mourn and mourn and mourn for the death, the tragic death of this leader in whom so much hope was placed, the death of Moshiach ben Yosef. V'stavta ha'aretz, the entire land will eulogize, will mourn, will grieve. Mishpachos, mishpachos levad, each family separately. Mishpachas beis David levad u'nisheyem levad, the house of David will mourn its family, men separately, women separately. Mishpachas beis Nosson levad u'nisheyem levad, the family of beis Nosson separately from beis David, but within it, men, women separately. Mishpachas beis Levi levad u'nisheyem levad, the house of Levi will mourn separately from the rest of the Jewish people, but within them, men, women separately. Mishpachas Hashemi levad u'nisheyem levad, the same thing for Mishpachas Hashemi. Kol ha-mishpachos ha-nisharos, all the remaining families will all mourn. Mishpachos, mishpachos levad, each and every family separately. U'nisheyem levad, and its women, the women of each family, will be separate from the men. And so we come to this bittersweet point in Jewish history. Sometime in the future, we've experienced these kinds of things in miniature ways, but never fully, where there is this huge war, truly a world war, between this group and that group, and we're in the middle. And somehow God blinds and stuns and shocks and renders insane the enemy. And we somehow are saved. But our leader, Moshiach ben Yosef, is killed, and we mourn him grievously. And so we come to the end of Zechariah Perek Yud Beis, and tomorrow we will look ahead and study together Zechariah Yud Gimel, Zechariah 13.